August 20, 1933, how the Divine Majesty is inclined toward the creature when he sees her disposed to doing an act of his will. Difference there is between one who lives in the divine will, how she remains needed in the fiat. My poor mind continues to cross the sea of the fiat. It seems to me that I am always within, but embracing it all is not given to me. I am too little, incapable, and while I walk, oh, how much remains for me to walk and to comprehend. All eternity will not be sufficient to cross it completely. But while my mind was lost in its immensity, my beloved good Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, certainly all eternity will not be enough for you to cross the immense sea of my volition, even less, therefore, the few hours of your life. It is enough for you to remain within us in order to render yourself happy and be all attentive to taking the tiny drops that your little capacity can take, because you must know that so much is our contentment when we see our creature who remains within our sea of the fiat, and who wants to comprehend more and enclose in herself another of its knowledges in order to be able to form one more act of life of our will, that our adorable majesty lowers itself even into the depth of the creature. And touching her little intelligence with our creative hands, we render her capable, and with our power we form the space where she must enclose the new act of our will, because there is no greater act that more glorifies us and loves us than a completed act of our will in the creature, so much so that the heavens abase themselves, all creation lowers itself, and they adore my will completed in the little creature. She herself invades everything, and there is no point where she does not find herself. She calls everything, heaven and earth, to do honor to its acts completed in the human littleness. So I continued to think about the divine will, and I thought to myself, but what difference is there between one who does the divine will and one who lives in it? And my lovable Jesus, all goodness, added, "My daughter, there is a great difference between the one and the other. One who lives in my divine will possesses its life and receives continuous life from God in order to conserve, nourish and make this life of my will grow in the creature. Life she possesses, and life she receives. On the other hand, one who does my divine will receives the effects of it, and between the life and the effects there is such distance that there is no comparison that holds up. Is there not a difference between a life and a work? Life palpitates, thinks, speaks, loves, walks and repeats as many times as it wants what it possesses as life. On the other hand, work, being an effect of life, does not palpitate, does not think, does not speak, does not love, does not walk, nor is it capable of repeating itself. And it can happen that with time that work itself is consumed, and is not found anymore. How many works done, who knows how many renowned ones, do not exist anymore. Instead, life is not consumed, and if the body is consumed to death, it is for a little while, but the soul does not die, nor can it be consumed even if one wanted it to. See, therefore, what great difference there is between life and the effects that life can produce. The effects are produced according to time, to circumstances, to places. On the other hand, life is never interrupted, it always palpitates, and has in its power being able to produce different effects according to the circumstances. Now one who lives in my will, possessing its life, has in her power and always, not at intervals, sanctity, grace, wisdom, goodness, everything. And it is life that she possesses, as much in the soul as in the body, in a way that all the littlest particles of her being contain the omnipotent fiat. And it flows more than blood in all the creature, so much so that if she palpitates, she palpitates fiat. If she thinks, the fiat is impressed in her thoughts. If she speaks, she hears my fiat flowing in her voice, and she speaks of it. If she works, her works are kneaded with my fiat. And if she walks, her steps say fiat. It is life, my daughter, and as life she must feel it in all her being, nor can she do less than feel it. Not so for one who does my will. In order to feel it, she must invoke it. She must pray. But when does she invoke it? In the sorrowful circumstances of life, in the needs, when she sees herself pressed by enemies, almost like those who call the doctor when they are sick, but if they are well, the doctor is always a stranger for them. Therefore, the perennial life of my divine volition does not exist in them, and so they are changeable in good, patience, prayer, light. They do not feel it as life in themselves, and so they do not feel the need of possessing it as their own property. Nor do they love it with true love, because when acts are not continuous, one does not have dominion over them, nor have them in their own power, so love remains broken. Therefore, the difference is great between life and the effects. Life makes one feel the need to live of divine will. Instead, the effects, no. If they have, they have each other. If they do not have each other, they remain indifferent. So always wanting my will means that one possesses its life. Fiat.